Wandering Rhythms here. Yes, I am Nickel Legacy, your host. And we were blowing around the planet, having fun as we go. And we just heard some new digital folklore, hip-hop, whatever you want, urban, ancient, it's everything. That was Quantic, British producer who lived for about a decade or so in Colombia. And he's been making music with this folkloric musician, this wonderful Nidia Gongora, who's from the Pacific coast of Colombia, from a little place called Timbiqui. And Nidia Gongora has been playing for decades, yes, Colombian music, singing in Spanish, and they finally made a full-length album, her first solo album. It's called Curao. Yes, Quantic and Nidia Gongora. We heard a song right there with a bit of a Nintendo-sounding synthesizers in the background, which is cool. It's called Ojos Vicheros. Indeed, very nice. Yeah, Quantic, he puts out an album every few months. I don't know how he keeps up, but he's playing in Vancouver, actually, very soon. Let's see. He's playing August 19th at the Imperial. Yeah, great place, great sound. And before that, we heard some sort of hard rockin' hip-hop hybrid music. It was Sarah Hebe and Ramiro Jota from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and their collaborative album Colectivo Vacío from 2015. We heard Vagaboom. Yeah, some distorted electric guitars at the front of that. Yeah, cool music. And before that, we heard some prog rock opus in honor of Bartók, Béla Bartók, the famous Hungarian composer who is one of the founders of the discipline of ethnomusicology. So, yeah, he's a big music lover. He was born in 1899. And, no, he's not still alive, just in case you're wondering if he was 118 years old. I think he's passed away, sadly. Yes. But we heard Dialeto, a band from Sao Paulo, prog rock band, and a full album called Bartók in Rock. The song we heard was Microcosmos 113. Yes. All right, so gonna move it on along with a group from Chechia, and that is the new name for Czech Republic. The leaders of the Czech Republic decided we need a name change. We need something hip, short, to the point. People can't remember two words. Czech Republic is way too long. So Chechia, if you look on the map, like Google Map, for instance, now it says Chechia. At first, I looked at it. I was like, what's going on here? And yeah, it's pretty simple. They just take the Czech Republic and put IA at the end, so Chechia. So that's super side note. It's not that important. But anyways, the group from Chechia, or the Czech Republic, call it what you will, they're called Tigru. They are a fascinating group of horn players. You got the tuba, you got couple saxes of different sizes, and these guys take the inspiration of hip-hop, dubstep, etc., and New Orleans big band jazz music, Balkan Jungle, Brass House. They've made up a lot of names for their style of music, but you're going to hear it right now, and you'll decide for yourself. So, from their album, came out this June, called Sauti Mafuta. This is The Death of Gummy Beats. Tigru right here on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
We've lost visual, Commander.
I'm trying all channels.
I am otherwise occupied.
Thank you.
listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF. This is 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. And I am your host, Nick Legacy. Yes, the first hour of the program has just finished. And we heard Pierre Quenders, Afro-Canadian musician based in Montreal, originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And yes, he's doing very well on the Canadian music scene. His last full-length album was nominated for a Juno Award, and his brand new one will come out in September. We heard the introductory track. It's called Sexus Plexus Nexus. Sounds like some freaky spaceship love story, but don't know what the lyrics are about. I believe he's singing in his Congolese language, maybe a little French mixed in. But yeah, very, very cool song. Even got featured on Pitchfork, the taste-basting blog, yes. So his new record will be called Makanda at the End of Space, the Beginning of Time. Pierre Quenders. Yes. And before that piece of music, we heard something also quite interesting. The Dirty Art Club from North Carolina, America, East Coast. The song Planet Xanax. Yes, Planet Xanax. It does sound like a planet, but in fact, it's only a mild tranquilizer, a drug you could take if you needed such things. Yes, Planet Xanax by the Dirty Art Club from an album just came out. It's called Basement Seance. So some very interesting cartoonic psych rock hip-hop instrumentals. So yeah, very, very cartoonish, bizarre stuff, vocals. Like a postmodern cartoon in music form. All right, and before that we heard Tigru, T-Y-G-R-O-O, with the Death of Gummy Beats. Almost Gummy Bears, but not quite. The Death of Gummy Beats and their new album, Sauti Mafuta, band from the Czech Republic, also known now as Chechia. Right on. We'll be right back.
want to make a real impact in the black community? Join us.